Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Kevin Kelly had a birthday party earlier this month. It featured a giant bubble maker, a magic show, an ice cream truck, a toy train demonstration, and a guy who made balloon hats. Kelly, who turned not 6 but 71, invited guests such as Matt Mullenweg, Hugh Howey, Stuart Brand, and Jaron Lanier. The second grade vibe was unintentional, Kelly says. I was just trying to do things I thought were fun. But it was very Kelly, who's made a career and a life of applying a childlike openness to complicated issues of science, technology, and culture. In an age where pervasive AI looms, it's an attitude that could benefit us all. His new book, Excellent Advice for Living, tries to boil down what he's learned over a lifetime into a series of several hundred aphorisms. Here's one. Don't be the best, be the only. He began compiling these a few years ago to share with his kids, now young adults. It's like handy household hints from Heloise meets the Dalai Lama. The book includes exhortations to virtue, practical survival tips, and rephrasing of well-worn chestnuts such as, this is true, it's hard to cheat an honest person. Consuming his almanac in one gulp reveals a set of themes to Kelly's thought process. Favor quality of life over money. Be kind, be practical, don't let anyone stop you from being yourself, and always cut away from yourself when using a knife. In any case, the book is pure Kelly, who life hacking guru Tim Ferriss once said might be the most interesting man in the world. Kelly's a podcast star appearing on 120 pods this year alone, an AI oracle, and a digital artist who posted a picture a day for a year. He's the ultimate early adopter, computer conferencing in the early 1980s, donning a VR headset in 1989, extolling AI for decades. After dropping out of college in his first year, he and his camera began a decades-long on-and-off tour of Unseen Asia, which he self-published last year in a 3-volume, 30-pound book with 9,000 images. His This American Life episode about finding Jesus in Jerusalem and expecting to die in 6 months is a classic. He is a cult figure in China. Until the pandemic, he made the bulk of his income from paid appearances there, accompanied by bodyguards to police the hour-long selfie lines that formed after his talks. He's also the founding executive director of Wired and continues to contribute as its official senior maverick. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Kelly's corollary is that technology's arc is also long, and it bends towards good. I am temperamentally optimistic, he says. I have always been that way, but I have also deliberately made myself more that way. He's not naive about technology. In the past, he's praised the tech-shunning Amish. He once caught a lot of flack with a blog post called The Unabomber Was Right. Nor does he always nail it. Virtual reality has yet to become the next evolution of the internet, as he wrote for Wired in 2016. Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, and Satya Nadella still cling to the dream, though. The digitization of books has not yet led to a revolution in remixing the texts within, nor have authors shifted to thinking in snippets as opposed to paragraphs and chapters. Ever the optimist, he'll tell you that's a consequence of focusing on the very long term. Seeing the problems of the new technology is cheap, he says. Everybody can do it. His take is that when advances like mixed reality and AI do become pervasive, we'll end up reaping huge benefits that no one can foresee. We do need people addressing the problems, he says, but it's just that we need more people addressing the unintended benefits. I understand that the problems are growing and they're real and they're serious, but our capacity to solve them increases also, even faster, and that is where my optimism comes from. Now that AI is as big a deal as he always said it would be, Kelly, of course, brushes off the pessimists. He thinks fear of an AI apocalypse is a romantic fantasy. Intelligence, he says, is overrated. If you take Einstein and a tiger and put them in a cage, it's not the smartest guy who lives, he says. In a face-off between super-intelligent silicon brains and fallible wet ones inside human skulls, the squishy team has an ace card, the optimism that we can prevail. Kelly cites himself as an example of the phenomenon. I'm not the smartest person around, he says. The second point in the book is that enthusiasm is worth 25 IQ points. That's me. My job is trying to prepare us for the future, the best future possible, he says. We can be less surprised and more capable of accepting its benefits if we play with AI in hopes of widening the possibility space, considering things that hadn't been considered before, or things that might change our mind. And then comes an aphorism. That sense of possibility helps me become a better me, he says. Not the best Kevin Kelly, mind you. The only.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.